In our talk today, we'll be talking about how to meet the major crises of life: death, divorce, separation, disfigurement, injury, accident, catastrophe. Those serious things which result in emotional overwhelms. What techniques can we utilize to handle these experiences? And in doing that, we'll be referring, as we have in these other talks, to a map of consciousness, which gives us a point of reference and allows us a greater understanding of what we'll be talking about today. And in this map, you'll see it's a mathematical model. Within the box, this represents the human ego, the self with a small self, our various levels of consciousness. And they're named according to common human experience: guilt and apathy and grief and fear, desire, anger, pride, courage, willingness, acceptance, love, joy. As we get towards the top, we get closer and closer to the truth. And as we get to the bottom, we get farther and farther from the truth. And you'll notice that death is calibrated at zero, enlightenment at 600. And so these numbers indicate the relative energies, the power of these energy fields. So that apathy is, for instance, half as powerful as fear. Fear has half the energy of courage. And neutral has half the energy of love, and so on. So that we can get a feeling for the relative power of these different positions. They're really coming out of points of view. You'll notice that there are arrows, so that everything below courage, you'll notice all the arrows go to the left, indicating that the effect is destructive, that the effect is anti-life, does not support life, and is in violation of the truth. When we pass above the level of truth, which is courage, we'll notice that the needle swings to the middle. And as we get beyond that into areas of lovingness, we'll notice that the arrows go to the right, indicating that these energy fields nurture and support life and are aligned with the truth. In the subject for today, acute catastrophic experiences which are overwhelming, we'll be referring to these energy fields then for a greater understanding, because we'll be talking about techniques with which to handle these emotional overwhelms. In these experiences, life suddenly becomes a nightmare. One is suddenly overwhelmed by an emotional storm. How to handle this acute event? How to shorten the period and how to relieve the pain and suffering, diminish it to the minimum?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?